Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Week 9 Term 2 Staff Podcast. The week that has just passed was a yet another busy one. I want to thank all of the teachers involved in the exam preparation and setting. That's obviously well and truly in the middle of being rolled out over the past week and also the next couple of weeks. So thank you to those staff involved. There were also two teacher positions advertised for Semester 2, the first one being a Leader Band 1 job in special education that focuses on students with recognised learning disabilities or difficulties within the mainstream classrooms. And there's also a 0.4 teacher position as a literacy coach. I really encourage teachers to have a think about get some more information if they are interested in that position, either of those two positions. I want to thank the leaders who have had their check-in meetings over the last couple of weeks as well. I've really enjoyed the conversations and your honesty around your work, particularly around the teaching and learning, focusing on writing improvement. For those leaders who have not made a time yet, can you please make sure you do that as soon as possible? There's been some work go on around the site as well, so the Clontarf classroom over on the old cricket nets was given to the school on Thursday, so that building project is finished. There is some internal work that needs to be done, but that's going to be school-based, so I appreciate, obviously, the outside company and contractors that did the work, but also Tony Kittle has been very closely involved, along with Chris Hughes, in making that happen. So thank you to those staff. It's a wonderful facility and something that will be with the school, obviously, for many years to come, and it'll be great to have Matt and Derek move into that space over the next week, and obviously the boys as well. The next coming week, obviously, we've got Year 10 exams. I really appreciate the work that the teachers have done in organising that. I just want to be really clear about the purpose of those exams. The first one is an obvious one, that we want to expose the vast majority of our students to exam conditions. It can have a positive impact, particularly for those students who are looking to do Stage 1 and Stage 2 exams in coming years. We wanted to make sure that we had students writing under supervision and the particular genres were dependent on the faculty areas, and those decisions were made 12 months ago. And the third one was to be able to collect samples as post-test to measure the writing improvement following the student free day. So with those three very clear points around the purpose of those exams, it really does put their importance into light. There is continuing leader training on Tuesday in room 43 from 3:40. So Steve Glacken will be supporting Leslie Warren on that. So please make sure all leaders are at that training. Obviously, the dance production is this week, so good luck, Hannah and her team, and it'll be interesting to see how the staff dance goes for 2019. On Saturday, there is the Dr. Ross Green presentation at the Port Lincoln Hotel, and I really want to acknowledge the work that Joe Tiffin did at the beginning of the year in securing Dr. Green in coming with the support from Michelle De La Perel. And I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say. I've heard there's 140, 150 people booked for that event, so that's fantastic. And to finish off, I've continued with the nautical theme for the joke at the end, and I've gone back to my good friend Neve Thomas for this joke. What happened to the two waves that had a race? The answer is they tied. Have a lovely week, everybody. Thank you.